This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Following the release of a special counsel report regarding U.S. President Joe Biden's, quote, willful retention of classified information as a private citizen, Biden spoke at a televised address at the White House and took questions from reporters, where he emphasized the report's conclusion.
That no charges should be brought against me in this case.
And highlighted the scope of the investigation.
This was an exhaustive investigation going back more than 40 years.
Biden's lawyers earlier had blasted the report for what they said were inaccuracies and gratuitous swipes at the president. The harsh findings will almost certainly blunt his ability to forcefully condemn Donald Trump, Biden's likely opponent in November's presidential election, over a criminal indictment charging the former president with illegally hoarding classified records at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Despite abundant differences between the cases, Trump immediately seized on the special counsel report to portray himself as a victim of a, quote, two-tiered justice system. The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.